Tonight, at the University of Melbourne, the second Festival of Ideas will open. And the theme of this year's Festival of Ideas is the pursuit of identity, landscape, history, and genetics. And our first keynote lecturer is the very distinguished, very famous British science writer, Matt Ridley. And Matt Ridley has a very controversial view about how genetics shapes identity. He actually believes that a lot of our genetic makeup is shaped and framed by the surrounding culture. What he calls, rather amusingly, he says that the cultural horse precedes the genetic cart. And this is quite a controversial view, and it makes a wonderful, splendid opening to the festival itself. One of the things that makes Australia such an interesting and distinctive place, distinctive culture, is that on the whole, the worrying away, the agonising at times about what is the real nature of Australian identity has been a very successful and powerful, as it were, engine in the boat of Australian culture. And by that we mean, it says, clearly we're not in America, we're not in Europe, we're not in Asia. What does it actually mean to paint pictures, write novels, do plays, direct films? What does it mean to educate? What sort of foreign policy that's different from everybody else, which really suits the Australian need? And that has, I think, on the whole, been a very successful and active concern in the culture. What is it that by working here, we do things differently, more originally, we don't just copy the manners of the great world beyond? One of the things that's most interesting about identity, and I hope the festival really bring this out, is that identity, national identity, particularly Australian identity, is an evolving thing. It doesn't ever stay the same. And one reason, of course, in Australia why it doesn't stay the same is that Australia is a country of migrants. And each one of them, in turn, has brought something to the table here in Australia, different perceptions of the world. And one of the things that we're going to test is that one of the things which I think most people believe has really shaped Australian culture, Australians themselves, has been the role and impact of the landscape upon them. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's the bush, the desert, the flat littoral plains surrounding the coastline or the coastline itself. Somehow we feel something acutely Australian about the landscape itself. Now, we feel that, but I often wonder, does a recent immigrant from Somalia feel that? Does a recently arrived Turkish family, do they feel that? Does the landscape work upon them in the way that it's worked upon generations of Australians? And that, I think, we're going to test and find out. I think it will make a difference about these kind of waves of immigrants, but I loved in that wonderful novel, The Slap, which is really about a Greek immigrants, of how they both retain their identity as Greek immigrants and yet assimilate out into Australia. Maybe not everybody will have the same, as it were, love of the landscape or feel the landscape as a shaping force. And maybe not everybody will feel that the history, but the conditions of living and working in Australia are radically different from conditions in Europe or conditions in America. When people talk about that Australia is becoming Americanized, it shows that they've never been to America. Americans have always had a very clear, firm set of beliefs about what the nature of America is. And it goes back to the founding fathers. Sometimes this is abused and misused, as I currently believe it is, by the Tea Party movement. But they've always, they can quote parts of the Constitution, they can quote part of the Bill of Rights. They have a very firm sense, which even transcends regional differences in America, as to what the nature of American identity is. Now, it's an evolving thing again. It changes. Some will emphasize certain parts of it, like the evolution towards greater freedom. The respect for individual freedom is an enormously powerful part of the American identity. And they quite acutely feel that they, too, have to say, what is it that makes America a distinctive place in the world?